Oh, yeah, baby. How could this not be your favorite time of year? Huh? Cooling off, fall colors, and high school football. And gardening.
Had the aspens started to change up on the peaks when you're in Flagstaff?
No, sir.
Not yet?
No, sir. Not yet.
Still green, no gold.
Mm-mm. Not yet. Not tell any you. I saw. Not on the south side. I didn't get around to the north side.
And Miss Julie, you guys have a busy weekend. The Farm Bureau is always busy. The amount of different programs and community outreach you have is very impressive.
We have a ball with what we do, but it causes us to work a lot of weekends. One of the things lately is a foodie event later on today. We're here on Rosie on the House. There's a barbecue going on. And in fact, our president, Kevin Rogers, I believe he's at that. I think it's tied in also with Young Farmers and Ranchers. There's another event we're doing. Somebody from staff is somewhere. So you can always find us on almost all corners of the state. So it's a lot of fun.
And you were mentioning a pumpkin recipe you've brought with you this morning as well?
Yes, it's Tiffany's pumpkin pie cake.
Is it too late to plant pumpkin for harvest?
Not for eating, for growing pumpkins for eating. You might miss the carving jack-o'-lantern if you wanted a big one to do that, but you could sure grow pumpkins for baking, absolutely.
I'm not going to drill down on the details of this recipes. I just promise you that if you felt like you've never picked out on dessert, this one you will. Again, it's searchable. Just go to recipes and select either by pumpkin or else you can select by category. We have you can select desserts or main courses or side. But one of the things we like to celebrate, and it's all tied in to fill your plate, is the fact that 97%, I said it a little bit earlier, of our farms and ranches across the United States, and specifically here in Arizona, are family-owned and operated. So you might have, like, the Rogers Brother Farms. They farm anywhere from 6,000 to 7,000 acres. But then you've got another farm example is one of our CSAs, and they may be operating their organic farm on 33 acres. So we celebrate all of the size farms we have, small, medium, and large,
and
organic, conventional.
A CSA is?
Oh, I'm sorry. A CSA is a consumer-supported agriculture or community-supported agriculture. So you buy shares into it, and you actually purchase those shares in advance of the season. And then you get a bag of fresh fruits and vegetables and all sorts of good quality food once a week.
If you're in an apartment, a condo, yep, or just a busy enough schedule, you don't have time to properly maintain, but you want that farm fresh, it's a community-supported
agriculture.
So it's kind of like a co-op.
Yeah, it's a co-op. And I've done a couple of them. One of my favorites, she's out of Queen Creek. It's Desert Roots Farms. And you do that shares, and you either can have them delivered or you can pick up at a drop-off location.
Very good. And could I find, is CSA a searchable on fillyourplate.org?
If you go to the main page and you go to find a product, you can find out if the different farms and ranches that are direct to market, if they also support the CSA. CSA itself is not searchable, but you can find out. We have about 150 to 160 farmers that are direct to market, and a good 10 to 15% of them have some form of CSA.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. This rain a couple weeks ago, I know it hurt a lot of damaged properties, especially in the New River area. But I tell you what, the green color in my citrus has never been more rich.
Trees are flushing new growth. They're recovering from summer, and to make sure that they have the nutrient base to do that. This is one of the most important times to fertilize your citrus of the year to help them recover. I don't care how good a job you do, you probably got some sunburned leaves and a few things on the citrus. They'll start sloughing off, but you start looking right now, and I've got 6, 8, 10 inches of new growth on some of my citrus right now. So that they can continue to push that. We don't want to do it too late in the year and have them, go into cold weather with a lot of soft foliage. But while we still have a couple months of good warm weather, get some citrus food. Labor Day is one of our key fertilizing dates. And not only just citrus, pretty much everything in the landscape needs to recover. We had, a caller the other day. She was really worried about her rose bushes. I said, if you're that worried about yours, come look at mine. They look just like that. And that's just what they, you know, they get kind of tired and burnt and have some burnt leaves and they're struggling and the flowers are little. Start feeding them, clean them up a little bit. Those can be starting to be fed now. So everything in your landscape, but citrus is kind of gets all the attention. It's certainly time to be fertilizing.
One of mine froze so bad 2 years ago, and it had started to grow a little bit. And last year, we didn't have a bad freeze last year, but it just never fully got going.
Recovered.
Well, right now, it suddenly, out of nowhere, is 2 feet high and gorgeous. But I'm pretty sure it's coming from below the grab.
Okay.
Should I just go ahead and rip that thing out?
Well, you know, find where the growth is coming from, look at it, and visualize what it's going to look like if you cut that off, or see if there's even anything alive above that.
Above the graft, it doesn't look like it.
Okay.
So this is all the rootstock and the produce.
You're just wasting water and
I was afraid of that. It's hard to pull it out still, but I've was looking at that, and the graft, it's pretty obvious.
Especially when they're young. When they're young, it's, you know, it's a very obvious knot or swollen looking place, maybe 3 inches to a foot above the soil line. Yep.
It's gone.
And the foliage the foliage on the, what we call suckers, the stuff coming off the rootstock, is going to look different than what you would probably think the edible part of the desirable part of the citrus would look like.
So,
usually have some big thorns on it maybe, and maybe a smaller leaf, going to grow pretty fast and pretty straight up by and large.
So we're fertilizing everything. We're planting everything. Doesn't sound like there's anything we can't do right now outside.
Well, you know, there are a couple things that we don't want to jump the gun on. One would be, you know, planting winter flowers, geraniums, petunias. I mean, you might start finding some of those this weekend.
Replacing them in a couple weekends.
You know, I wouldn't. Don't do that yet. We've had a couple people talking about. In fact, my neighbor yesterday goes, "Oh, the lawns look so good. I mean, in a month, we're going to be scalping them off." I said, "Well, don't be in a big hurry to scalp and plant your winter lawn. And certainly we'll start seeing golf courses here pretty quick because they have to be playable when October comes. You know, so they have to do it early. But so don't be in a big hurry on the winter lawns and don't be in a big hurry on the winter fall flower bedding plants. Vegetables from seed, some vegetables from starts. If your soil is ready, you know, that's a go. But be a little careful on the other stuff.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Miss Julie, one of the things I love about fillyourplate.org, it's the name is very self-explanatory. Fill Your Plate. You go to find harvest and produce, and we've been talking mainly produce, but the ranching industry in Arizona, we started out talking about just how good the grazing grounds seem in northern Arizona. Is there kind of like a CSA for, say, somebody that really likes pork loin or lamb chops?
Some of the ranchers,
fried chicken.
Yep. Some of the ranchers have partnered with some of the produce farmers that manage the CSAs. I think with the one I mentioned earlier, I think they match up with some of the ranchers so that sometimes you'll have some meat protein in that bag when you get it delivered or you pick up at the location. So that does actually occur. And our ranchers are excited. When you have green grass in the pastures and prices are pretty good right now, you got to celebrate a little bit, so it's a really good time.
Now, here's something my uncle, who lives in southern Arizona, does. At the U of A in Tucson, they have a meat class, and they butcher livestock, and you can go buy it, depending
true.
On what. And they may have something different all the time, but I think I don't know if there's a certain day of the week, but if you live in southern Arizona, you know, there's a great opportunity to get local grown.
Yep. And all you have to do is search by beef on Fill Your Plate, and we have 20 to 25 direct-to-market ranchers that will sell you beef, either by sides of beef or in a cut.
And I tell you, that you want to fill up your freezer and not have to worry about shopping for 3 or 4 months, that's the way to go.
I did it with one of my favorite direct-market ranchers, and it's good beef.
Now, explain direct to market. Are you talking about someone that sells direct to a grocery store that I can go buy it? Or are you talking about I can walk on their property and buy?
Yes, a farmer or rancher that will sell directly to you and I, Rosie. And that's kind of cutting out the middleman in a sense. And one of the neat things about that, too, is that you get that connection. We always talk and complain about being removed through 3 to 4 generations removed from the farmer. Well, this is going to fix that because you can connect to them. And we just launched a new video. It's on Fill Your Plate. We have a video section. And we highlight all of the farmers and ranchers, all the shapes and sizes, farmers, ranches, whether it's small or medium, or large, or organic and conventional, and you'll kind of get that connection again. We profile that in this brand new video that's called One Size Does Not Fit All. So that's what that direct to market means.
That's direct.
Yeah, direct as you can get.
Walk on his property and go home with what you're looking for.
If they have on-site sales, but a lot of times they'll even do internet sales. That's in a form because, again, you're skipping the middleman, or it can be a farm stand, or it can be a farmer's market. And again, we have a searchable database of all of our, we have about 100 farmer's market throughout the state. And a lot of the fall ones are ramping up. Pretty exciting time right now.
Invest in a chest freezer. Most of these direct to market, they're not selling one cut. Like you said, it's a side or the whole thing.
There's actually, we do have some that do sell packaged meat, but we actually have quite a few also that will, like you said, will sell you a half a beef or whatever it is that they'll offer.
We got Barbara, Beth, and Al all on the line. We'll take a quick break and get to your calls.